You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This week on Blitz Bills, it's our premiere episode on Buffalo Rumblings. We're going to talk Bills, drink, and give you a whole new reason to hate Tom Brady. Sounds like a perfect show. So sit back and crack a cold one. It's time to get blitzed. Welcome to Blitz Bills, where we talk Bills and rate popular drinks at the same time. Tonight is our premiere on Buffalo Rumblings, and what a great time to be a Bills fan.
Yes! Right!
Thanks,
yes.
Coach. That's great. Because after that gutty win against Detroit, there's a real reason to get excited about the future of this team. Now to introduce some guys who have no real future, let's introduce our hosts.
Introducing tonight's starting lineups. The coach.
Seriously, I did not know about this. This is so awesome.
The rookie.
Get out there and smash.
And stats.
I'm just the stats guy. I have no idea.
That's kind of my thing.
For those of you who haven't heard our national show, Blitzed NFL, the coach, rookie, and I discuss four different topics and review a drink prepared for us by our very own bartender, the Blitzed Barkeep. Tonight, to celebrate the Patriots' first back-to-back losses in December in 16 years, we're drinking the Miami Miracle Margarita. So guys, what player from the Detroit game does this margarita remind you of? Kenny Golladay? Josh Allen? Robert Foster, or the entire Lions special teams unit?
I'm going to go Golladay, actually, because Golladay had a massive game. Didn't he have like 146? Like 150 yards or something? Like, and not only that, but here's why I'll go with him, because this has, what was it? It's like jalapeno syrup in this or something?
Jalapeno agave syrup.
Homemade, by the way. Homemade jalapeno agave syrup.
We don't really find that in the produce aisle.
Oh, you're just not looking in the right place.
That's fair enough.
But so it's got a little spice to it. And what I'm trying to say is Golladay, I don't know, did you watch the game, guys? Did you see the catches he was making?
The guy was ridiculous.
They were spicy. They were very spicy. Like, he went that one where he basically went around the defender who was assaulting him. The guy's got, like, Golladay's wallet in his back pocket at the end of the play. It was, all of his catches were ridiculous.
Golladay could have easily gone for 146 or zero.
Or nothing. Yeah,
like, he made every one of those catches in traffic.
It was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, this is to Kenny Golladay because of the spicy component.
The spicy. Yeah. This is a great drink.
Coach.
This is a great drink. I am super impressed with this drink. Our barkeep, does he do a blog called Behind the Sticks? I forget if that's it.
Whoa, I'm surprised you remember the name.
Shameless.
That's outstanding. Wait. He wrote it on his hand.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
So what were my choices again? It's been a long time since I heard these things.
Right. Just go with Golladay for fuck's sake.
Ditto?
Josh Allen was one. The entire Detroit special teams unit.
Or Robert Foster.
Or Robert Foster.
I like the special teams. Okay. I always like special teams.
Yeah.
They're always spicy. Do you know what I like about special teams in general, though?
Okay, here's a guy that didn't watch the game. They were fucking terrible.
No.
You're caught.
It's true. I didn't watch the game. That's why I was
You're getting called out.
That's why I was going general. In general.
Thank God this isn't our national program.
Yeah, Golladay.
Good call,
coach. I got nothing else.
Well done.
First down.
Despite most so-called experts predicting the Bills would be the worst team in the NFL this year, they've outperformed expectations, earning third place in the division, and feel like a team on the rise. So what movie would you say best reflects how Sean McDermott secretly feels about these experts? Who wants this?
I got this.
Coach?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Coach? When you take the reins like that. All right. You know it's a good take.
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be. So here's the thing, right? So here's the Bills and McDermott, right? I don't think anyone, including McDermott, thought this was going to be a great year. Look what you had, right? You've got a rookie quarterback. Your backups are the worst backups in all time. Like, in all time. You've got no running game. You've got an aging running back. So, I mean, the defense was great. Don't get me wrong. There was things to work on. Mm. But offensively, this was going to be a shit show. Mm. So, like, this guy had to be delusional. He had to be seeing things if he thought this was going to be a great year. Oh, seriously,
wow.
Though.
Oh, wow.
This is Malcolm Crowe from The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
This is the psychiatrist who was dead the whole movie.
Wow. And oh, spoiler alert, pal.
Oh, yeah, like you haven't seen it. I still haven't. No,
yeah.
No, but here's a guy that's like, he's literally died in like one of the first scenes.
Yeah.
And he's really trying to vindicate. That's a great drink. Trying to vindicate his sort of career. In sort of the backdrop of the show, when he's trying to figure out, he's trying to help this kid, Haley Joel, I think his name is Cole Sear in the show, he's trying to vindicate this guy and his whole career by saving this kid who sees dead people, right? Mm. And by the end, he in fact does help this kid figure out what's going on as a psychiatrist. He solves his two big problems and he goes to the afterlife. Mm. So he's Malcolm Crowe from The Sixth Sense. He's delusional, but it worked out in the end.
Dead people, like, in graves and coffins?
Walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know they're dead.
Interesting. It's a good take, Coach. Wow. So what's in store for the Bills after this season?
Was that part of the question?
The afterlife?
The afterlife. As far as I know, the afterlife's great.
Yeah.
He's going to Elysium. It's going to be fantastic.
Nice. Oh.
Nice. Yeah.
That sounds like a divisional gladiator.
For sure. Yeah. You know, it's Elysium. It's like the Greek area for heroes. Yeah.
Let's just dumb it down a little bit. Okay, Coach. Give me a break.
I'm going to simplify this one.
Thank you, rookie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm going to go a little, just stay with me here, okay?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Let's simplify it and let's just get inside Sean McDermott's head a little bit.
So Dumb and Dumber?
No. Sean McDermott wants to what? Go look every one of those doubters, those haters, those people that, you know, told him this is going to be shit, you're shit, you got to be fired, all the stories he read about how he's on the hot seat and stuff. He wants to do one thing. My movie is the music video from the 1985 smash hit Dancing in the Street with Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Oh, no!
This is what he wants to do. He just wants to get out there and dance in the street secretly. McDermott would never do this. He's a pretty well put together guy.
He does look the piece.
But if you watch that music video, I don't know if you've seen it.
I actually have.
What Sean McDermott wants to do right now. This is what he feels like. You know, he's had a successful year. He's done pretty good things with what he's been given.
What he's had, 100%.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep. And he's more importantly kind of reinvigorated the culture of that team, put a lot of groundwork in, and they're looking as though over the next few years they're going to be on a good trajectory or some kind of trajectory.
Yep. Agreed.
So this guy wants to look all of them in the eyes and just, you know, tell them to fuck off. Like, you know, anyway.
Is he Jagger or Bowie?
I think he's more of a Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
He's definitely 100%. Bowie, yeah.
Jagger's pretty hard to pull.
Yeah, Jagger, I don't know. He's Bowie, for sure.
It's great.
Yeah.
First of all, guys, both excellent takes. both invoked death. I think McDermott is dead at the both of your takes, which is amazing. Bowie, dead.
But he's killing it.
Psychiatrist in your movie, dead.
Yeah.
Wow. But he's killing it.
He's killing it.
Is that it?
Literally killing it.
Yeah. No, he's being killed.
Oh, right.
He's being killed. Wow.
Yeah.
Can I go with a sane take here?
Whoa.
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Kill Bill Volume 1.
I love the kill theme.
Okay? Let's be honest. The media have had it in for the Bills all season, and it wasn't too long ago that they told us that the Bills had the least talent of any roster in the NFL.
Yep.
Then the Bills went out and lived up to those expectations, opening the season on the wrong side of a 47-3 shellacking at the hands of the Ravens. So this is Kill Bill.
Yeah. And clearly the Bills are the bride, I'm making air quotes here, who, if you remember, is just trying to have a simple wedding in a small little chapel. But she and her entire wedding party end up getting massacred and left for dead.
No, kiddo. This moment. This is me and my most masochistic.
Bill, it's your baby.
The media, or
is this a Halloween episode?
Or the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad revels in this loss and goes about patting themselves on the back for their foresight and forgetting about the Bills. But this is where the bride gets her shit together.
Like it.
She gets a legendary sword forged by Hattori Hanzo and slices up the Minnesota Vikings, who never see it coming. Then after getting buried alive in Green Bay, 22-0, she wipes out the Titans, then the Jets, then the Jags.
It's not my intention to do this in front of you. For that, I'm sorry. But you can take my word for it. Your mother had it coming.
The rest of the Deadly Viper Assassination Squad is starting to get squeamish, but Bill sends one of his finest at the bride, Gogo Ubari, who takes the form of an overweight coach from Detroit. It's close, but the bride ultimately defeats him too, which brings her at the end of her journey face to face with Bill himself. Yes, folks, next week the Bills play New England.
Wow.
In New England.
My only comment is, are you not done?
No. Because the bride dies, and did you want to jump in here?
No, okay. I'm kind of tired of the story.
No one expects the bride to beat Bill.
It's gone on too long.
But I know how this movie ends. With a 5-point palm exploding heart technique that kills Bill's playoff hopes and elevates the bride to the status she's craved all along. Relevance.
Did the Packers shut out a team? That's what I got from that.
I actually preferred your take. I liked your take, coach.
Seriously, was it 22-0? That's all I remember from that whole story. Yeah. Wow. Packers shut out a team?
I think so.
Huh?
Will you take off your earphones every time I talk?
Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Really liked what you said, Ron. Let's go back to your take here, coach.
All right, go Bills.
Yeah.
Mailman. Mailman.
This week on Mailbag, we're chatting with the one and only Blitzed Barkeep, who prepares drinks for us and also loves to talk Bills. Barkeep, great choice again this week. Now, tell us how you came up with this and what's in it.
Well, I mean, everything that I came up with this week was pretty obvious. We had the great ending in the Patriots game because anytime the Patriots lose, first of all, is going to be fantastic.
That's correct.
but, I mean, the second thing is the way that they lost was you couldn't ask for a better ending. I mean, especially, did you see Gronk flopping at the end there?
He looked like a
dolphin on land.
Yeah.
I mean, he flopped nice. Over there, and he actually, his post-game comments, the caveman was just like, I played sucky, you know, so.
Gronk bad.
Gronk fall over.
It's yeah. a great thing to go there, so I had to do a Miami drink. You couldn't do something better than a margarita, and, you know, with the jalapeno agave syrup, it kind of gives a little kick at the end, and that's really kind of what the Patriots got. They got a little kick at the end there, and a lot of
thought went into this.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, let's jump into the Bills game. So what stood out for you in that win against the Lions?
You know what? I think the development of Josh Allen is going to start kind of growing throughout this year here. Josh Allen developed in this game. The past 3 weeks, he's been running for 100 yards a game. This game, he ran 9 times for 15 yards, and he was able to stand in the pocket and deliver a 42-yard strike to Robert Foster and win the game for us 14-13. I mean, it's just he started developing some more of those touch passes. He didn't fire that pass to him. He lofted that over. It was a nice touch pass that hit him in stride, and Robert Foster with his, you know, 4.4 speed took off down the sidelines, and we ended up winning the game. I think that was a huge development for him.
Give us your opinion. What do you think Brian Daboll's brought to this offense this year?
Ah, geez, that's a good question. I think it's hard to describe. I mean, we've had such a lack of talent throughout the entire year that there's some games that I felt like he was just absolutely fantastic with his play calling. The Minnesota game was just amazing. I thought that he built Josh Allen's strengths really well in that game. and the play calling was fantastic. He used a lot of screens. He used a lot of diversions and things like that. But then there were other games where I felt like he kind of went to my blog and had a couple drinks before the game, man. It's just, you don't know what he was going to do. And nice. I don't think it's really fair to... I don't think it was really fair to give a great assessment of him this year. It's hard to do, but at the same time, you're in the NFL. And at the NFL level, I think there's got to be a balance between using the talent and the player personnel that you have on the field and playing your game plan around what you have, as opposed to trying to fit the players into your scheme.
Yep.
So I think if you get one more year and he does the same stuff and our offense is still as putrid as it is, you know, Josh Allen's amazing, but he's a one-man show right now. I mean, we're starting to gel and develop and things like that. Give us another year and see where we're at. We have the number two rated total defense in the entire NFL, but we're 5-9. There's something to be said for that. If you have that good of a defense and we can't score the points to win a game when our defense holds a team to 10 or 14 points, that's something that's really bad.
Actually, that's a great segue. So tell us, who's the MVP of the team this year, Josh Allen or the defense?
Jeez, that's a great question. Can you have co-MVPs?
No.
We
don't like kissing sisters.
No.
Just saying.
I don't like this question.
Gotta force the answer.
Because, I mean, well, you have, so you got to look at it two ways. I'm going to talk myself through this, and I think I'll make a decision after I talk myself through this. Josh Allen, if you look at that, look what happened when he was out. And when you look at an MVP, you look at what he brings to the team. When he was out, we were missing a very valuable piece. The offense helps the defense. When you have a 3-and-out, your defense gets tired. And if you watch any of the Bills games, our defense was stout. It was strict. It was not giving up anything for 3 quarters. And then even in the games that we technically got blown out, we were in those games until the very end of the games. And then we were gassed. And most of that was as a result of the ineptitude of the offense. When Josh Allen is in the game, he brings a different aspect to the offense. He brings so much more chemistry to the offense. It's just, you see such a different feel. I mean, there's just so much more energy to them. So it's like, you got to look at something like that and say, that's what an MVP brings to your team. However, you turn it around, you put the flip side of it. Our defense keeps us in our games. I look at it from last year. Our defense took us to the playoffs. You know, I don't really want to bring in the word Tyrod Taylor, but we have the Bills go back and forth between, you have those Tyrod Taylor proponents where people say, oh, Tyrod took us to the playoffs. Tyrod Taylor did not bring us to the playoffs. Our defense was opportunistic. We led the league in turnovers, or we were close to the top in turnovers. We put our offense in positions to score points on a short field. And when we did those things, we were able to win games that were close, and that's what took us to 9-7. Our defense was outstanding last year. And that's what took us to the playoffs. Look at the playoffs and the game against Jacksonville. We lost, 10-3? And we could have won that game. We should have won that game. We couldn't move the ball. And then Jacksonville goes the next week and puts up something like 40 points against Pittsburgh. And you're going to look at those two teams and say that the Bills couldn't have, if we had an offense, that we couldn't have beat Jacksonville with the defense that we had. So, I mean, that's something that we're looking at this year. Our defense is very similarly the same. We're not really turning the ball over the same, but I think we have a quarterback who gives us a better opportunity to win the games this year. So I talked myself through the two, and I'm still at 50-50, man.
Okay, we'll get you out of here on this, Barkeep. Since Kelvin Benjamin started playing for the Chiefs, the Bills are undefeated, and the Chiefs can't win anymore. Coincidence?
That's the question, coincidence?
Yes. Question mark? Yeah.
Did you hear that lilt go up?
Question mark?
Yeah, coincidence?
He's a terrible host. He is a terrible
host. I heard the coincidence, and I think it is absolutely not a coincidence because he slows down their offense. I think he had one too many Popeye's biscuits on his way to Kansas City, and he hit the barbecue stand in Kansas City because, you know, yeah, what, they have outstanding barbecue there.
Best
so
barbecue.
Probably the worst spot for him to land.
He's taking the Eddie Lacy route.
Gotta put him on a diet.
Gonna put a weight clause into
a weight clause.
Totally.
All right, everybody. That's the Blitz Barkeep weighing in on the win over the Lions, plus delivering us a delicious Miami Miracle margarita.
Incredible.
If you'd like the recipe for the Miami Miracle margarita and what we'll drink on the next show, just visit blitznfl.com and check out Blitz Barkeep's blog, which is called Coach
Behind the Sticks.
Nice. Coach, well done. He wrote it on his hand. I love it.
Still there.
Good job.
A little sweaty now. It's on your forehead now.
Thanks for having Can you me, say guys. It? I appreciate it.
I hate you. suck.
Why we hate Tom Brady.
You guys have heard of Drew Brees, right?
Is that rhetorical?
Yeah, pretty much. Great quarterback, plays for the Saints, on the verge of winning his first MVP and second Super Bowl. All-around great human being. Mm-hmm. Well, this year he broke the all-time passing yardage mark of 71,940 yards held by Peyton Manning. And you know what he did to commemorate it? He sent game balls with plaques to 174 present and former players who either caught passes or helped block for him throughout his career, along with a personalized note to thank him. Classy move, right?
Can't get much classier than that.
Yeah.
You can't get much classier than Drew Brees.
That's right. This year, Tom Brady allegedly broke the all-time TD passing mark.
Allegedly.
If you include the playoffs. Did you hear what he sent all the players that caught touchdowns for him?
Cholera.
Jack fucking squat.
Cholera.
Nothing.
Oh.
Nothing at all.
Hmm. That's just bad news reporting. I'm sure he sent something. It just hasn't been reported yet.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
I think what he heard was Drew did this, and he immediately put Giselle and the boys on something.
Wouldn't you?
If I were him? No, because I'm an unfeeling, amoral human.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think he'll do anything at all?
No, I don't.
Zippo.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Just do your job.
Yes,
just
that's
exactly
do
your job.
It.
You got paid for that. Do your job.
Yes. Yeah. What's your take on this, guys?
I agree.
Yeah. Good, coach. Yeah, you can stay on the show.
Okay.
Wait, but who do you agree with?
Brees.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just curious.
No, I have no idea. I mean, Brees is on another level. Right, yeah. I mean, did Peyton Manning send notes to people? I have no idea.
Of course he did.
Right.
Of course he did.
Right. Did Brett Favre?
Of course he did.
Of course.
They
well, Brett
did, right?
can't write, though, so yeah. It wasn't handwritten.
he had a stamp. Someone made him a stamp.
Yeah,
he stamped them all.
Yeah. And the E was still backwards.
I just think that Brees is just so classy that it's just a standard that's hard to set. The crazy thing is, you're kind of alluding to it is, then do you copy Brees?
No.
Like, you're kind of stuck at that point, right, as Brees. I mean, I know we may not think he's the best human being, but, like, do you copy that? Do you try and one-up it? I mean, you're in a bit of a pickle at that point, right? The classy dude that everyone loves has done something. Mm. You're like, now what the fuck do I do? Mm. Giselle, think of something. Where's my agent?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because you're right. He's in a place where he's going to get damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
See, I think that the way, if I was to jump into Brady's head a little bit here.
What a horrific journey.
Yeah, he thinks that he's already delivered them the gift, you know?
Oh.
He's like, well,
the TD.
Look down at your finger. Like, there's a ring there, and that's your gift. You're welcome.
Oh.
That's what I would imagine he's like, I gave them the greatest gift of all time.
Is that what he tells Wes Welker, who has no ring?
Wes got a note.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
He's the only one.
He's the only one.
Yeah. Sorry, Wes.
He got two notes, actually.
Poor Wes. And the note said, should have hung on to that fucking ball.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Do your job.
Yeah.
Fourth down.
If the season ended today, the Bills would have the 10th pick in the draft. What position do you want to see them draft at 10? Hmm. Who wants this?
Offense.
Coach, offense.
Just really? Just offense.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd pick out the harder takes here.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, you're
wow. Okay.
You're hard takes.
Rookie, do you want to extrapolate on this at all?
I'm also offense, but not in the way that I think coach here is offense. For me, I think they need to draft a quarterback.
Can we just move on? Like, seriously, just can you cut his mic? Just cut his fucking mic right now.
For the first time,
kick him out.
For the first time ever, Coach had a better take than Rookie.
and it was
your
a ridiculous.
Take was terrible.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out.
Really? You're going with this?
I'm going with it.
You're a madman.
It's because they're going to need.
Let him run.
If Josh Allen is going to continue to be the leading rusher on this team, they're going to need a guy to step in for Josh Allen when he dies, or when he breaks all his ribs, or when he flames out because of too many injuries.
Could trade for Lamar Jackson.
It could trade for Lamar Jackson. And they'll both go down like a tire fire. No, they need to draft a running back to relieve some of the leading rusher responsibilities of Josh Allen and let him sit in the pocket and let him throw fucking heaters to his wide receivers. He does have a little foreshadowing here. He does have wide receivers, by the way.
Does he? He does?
Yeah, well, look at it this weekend. He had his dude, Foster.
Foster and Jones are their receivers, yeah.
Yeah, but Foster and Allen seem to have something there. So I honestly think they got to draft a running back. They got to after that. Take some pressure off of Allen to constantly perform.
So just, like you said, quarterback at first.
No, it's because I don't think they will, because I think they'll ride Shady more year.
You just slipped running back in the middle of your take there, just so you know. I don't know if you knew that, but I caught it.
Yeah, you went quarterback to halfback just like that.
You slipped it in. Yeah, you literally just transitioned.
Okay, well, watch this. I'm going to go wide receiver.
Nice.
They need a wide receiver, goddammit.
So they need a running back.
I agreed with Coach, actually.
You know what's
offense.
Great is that you
they
literally
need a quarterback.
Agreed. Offense. You need to draft
offense.
We
need a tight end. They need a tight end.
Yeah. I forgot.
That wraps up this episode of Blitz Bills. Thanks for listening to our premiere episode on BuffaloRumblings.com. If you'd like to hear our national show, Blitzed NFL, just visit BlitzedNFL.com or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thanks again to the Blitz Barkeep for another awesome drink, the Miami Miracle Margarita. I think we're feeling the effects of that right now. Mm-hmm. Before we wrap up, who do you got next week? Bills or Patriots?
Come on. The Bills, baby.
That's right.
The Bills.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is it? Did you go to Chicago there?
Yeah. Da Bills. We're never invited back.
Never.
So thanks for having us on our only
one and
appearance.
Only episode. Really nice being here. See you never.
We'd say see you next week, but yeah, you never know.